I'm just a postman. I'm just a postman. Oh, baby, I'm just a postman.
Most of us, if not all, have at some point in our lives wanted to start our own business. Be it an ice cream parlor or a themed restaurant to consultancy or what have you. We all have wanted to be our own bosses and create a world of our own, but very few of us do take that daring step. Why only few of us dare to take that step? What stops us and how to remove that barrier, both from inside our heads to presumable outside obstacles? To answer these questions and help us understand on how to scale our business, we have today Julio Maria Mujoro, a talented, dynamic young man from Mozambique, Africa. Julio is an award-winning entrepreneur who already has three highly successful businesses and now coaches people from all over the world on how to run your business successfully. He's a recipient of the prestigious the Diana Award, most outstanding delegate award at Global Goals Model United Nations. He was recognized as one of the 100 most influential young Africans in 2019. Well, that's enough from my side. I can't be more grateful for him to be on this show. Thank you so much, Julio, and I'm thrilled to begin the conversation with you. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Madhav. Thank you. It was such a great introduction. I only hope to live up to it.
I really hope I'm doing justice to the things that you have done. And I have been following you now for a few months. So you do a great job. Thanks. Thanks for doing that. So much of work, man. It really is.
You're welcome, man. I do it from the heart.
Absolutely. It does show. It does show that you do it from your heart. So I'm so excited. Let's dive right in. I'm about empathy, love, and gratitude. So just to set the context, could you tell our listeners about your amazing journey thus far? Because when we had our chat, I remember how humbling was your experience from your childhood, how your mother had raised and how your sisters played an important part in shaping you. So
yeah, sure. So I was born in Mozambique, as you mentioned, is a country in Southeast Africa. It's one of the poorest countries in the continent. Okay. We speak Portuguese. We don't speak English as most African countries or French. Mm-hmm. And growing up, I grew up in a ghetto, really. My parents had divorced a few months before I was born. So I was born to a single mother. I have four siblings. And the funny thing growing up was that I will study in a private school because my mother was a vice principal, but then I will live in the suburbs. So from a very young age, I'll have this sort of duality when I have rich, successful friends, and then I'll come home and have my quote unquote poor friends. Mm-hmm. And that's when I really started to wonder, so why some people seem to have everything and others seems to have so little in life. Mm-hmm. And how is it that I only have one parent and I'm able to experience all the things that I can? Mm-hmm. But I have friends with both parents and they're like literally just fighting to make ends meet. But then it wasn't only when I was in university, where I was just about to graduate, my scholarship was about to end, and I was thinking, so I really need to start making some money. So my first business wasn't about changing the world. It wasn't about supporting people. It was really just finding a way to have food on my table. And I started with one of my co-founders, one of my best friends, and he was already doing a research because he wanted to do a technical vocational training program, but he had non-pedagogical or educational background. That's my expertise. Okay. I mean, my mother was a teacher. So I grew up in a house surrounded by books. Cool. So we joined venture, we joined together. And I remember went into this business, really wanted to teach marketing because for me at school, marketing was the number one thing that makes sense, right? We use marketing in every single thing. We have personal brands. So marketing was the deal. We did about 500 surveys and it was less than five people, I'm not even joking, that showed interest in marketing. I mean, the majority of them, they were all about basic HR, basic English, ICTs, hardware and software development. that sort of stuff. And I was sitting with my co-founder. He has a background in accounting, so he was very keen in teaching accounting, but I guess there was like less than 15 people interested in that. So we sat and we started to talk like, so what are we going to do? Like, no one liked the courses that we were wanting to give. We would give it a try or not. And I remember saying to him, you know what? We have a vision for this. We both of us need the money. So let's go ahead and do what people really want. Let's not put our egos before our vision. And that was really how Kick started. I end up delivering trainings for like 7 a.m. till 5 p.m., 5 days a week. I really harnessed my skills as a facilitator and trainer because of that. But then I believe we were in business for around 6 months. And what really kicked in was that if you are an entrepreneur listening to this interview, if you don't have a mentor, if you don't have a coach to support you, you will find yourself making really tough decisions and having this feeling that you're being an imposter, that, you know, you're just faking your way to success. The feeling that I had was not only that, but that there should be something out there that I didn't know yet, but I didn't know how and where to get it. So I sat down with my co-founder and I told him, like, listen, things have to change. I'm doing good, but I can do great. So I decided to get a job. And that's what I did for since 2016. I joined a company that focused on supporting entrepreneurs to start and grow their own businesses in Mozambique. And from there, I got to train people from Mozambique, Angola. I had international experiences. I end up managing one of the top tier incubation programs here in Mozambique. I train trainers to deliver the same program in Angola, Sudan. Then the journey from there has been really amazing. But I guess it was last year after the awards when I was like, so what's next for me? Instead of just doing and achieving to really come from a place of aligning with my purpose, that's when Knowledge International came to fruition. When it's really about enabling people from everywhere in the world, not only just in Mozambique or in Africa, to live a life that's more tailored to them.
I remember you were saying that your sisters, your younger, your first in line, in the one above you, help you understand a lot of concepts in life. Would you mind sharing that with us?
Yeah, sure. So I learned a lot. I'm the youngest kid. So I got like a cheat sheet with my siblings because they went so many shit that I don't have to go through. So with my older sister, what I really learned is that, you know, she always says, you know, our destinies are, it's ours to make, right? So no one gets to define who you're going to be in life. I mean, we don't often consciously get to choose where we are starting from, but we can always decide where we're going to end. So she will always tell me that, and I really stick with that, that I can do whatever I want to do as long as I'm willing to put in the work to make it happen. So that's something that's sick for me, like since I was a kid. Then my older brother, he's just the most fearless person I never met. And that can be something that is great because he's not afraid of, like, there's no like lions or losing all the money that he has. Correct. He's just a fearless dude. And again, it's very great on one hand, but the other hand, he can be a little bit reckless because he's just not afraid. So yeah, when I want to tune in into my fearless, I always remember of the things that he accomplished and how he just operates and goes throughout his life and his days. So they're really a strong inspiration. Then my other sister, I joke that if anyone in the world spends like 5 minutes with her, they will become like
best
friends from childhood. Like, she's just like that.
She told me about that.
Yeah, she's like incredible in making powerful connections in just a short period of time. And I learned a lot from her into that space. If I'm any good on empathy, I have to give it to her 1,000%. And then with my brother that's close to me, it's always this drive that, you know, he's not just about dreaming and wishing. He's a go-getter. If he sets a goal, he really takes action towards it. So yeah, I got the cheat sheet from my siblings, definitely.
Awesome. Empathy, go-getter, and how to be fearless. That's wonderful. That's a wonderful combination to have. I'm about empathy, love, and gratitude. So you did agriculture and engineering as a bachelor's. From agriculture to marketing, I know you told us that, you know, you started marketing right at a very young age.
Yeah.
where did agricultural engineering come in between? Like, you started with marketing, you are in marketing right now, but somewhere in the middle there was some sort of, you know, confusion, was it, or was it deliberate?
But it was, being honest, from like the longest time to me, human beings were the most complicated things on earth. I mean, we lie, we manipulate, we don't know what we want. We say things that we don't mean, we mean things that we don't say. So when I was a teenager and I was about to choose my university degree, I was like, you know, I'm done with humans. You know, I'm going to stick with my plants and with my animals. I mean, they're just simple. If you feed an animal, it's going to give you the fruits, right? If you take care of a plant, it's going to live and blossom for you. So I was like, that's it. And I did that. And I did do enjoy agriculture. I do enjoy that country life. Mm-hmm. And the thing is, I was doing an internship in one of the biggest agricultural companies in Mozambique. And I noticed that there was not getting away from people. I mean, even in agriculture, you have teams and you have to manage teams. And I was like, you know what? Instead of fighting something that I cannot win, let me figure it out to make sure that I'm ready to work with people and people are ready to work with me so that both parties can take the most advantage out of it. So that's when my kind of like passion and understanding from people really came through. And yeah, and again, it was just because I learned marketing in university really makes sense. I didn't want to work in a corporate setup when I'm, you know, doing the same thing over and over and over again. I love variety. So running my own business made sense, but also I really need to make money back in the days. That was my number one focus. And it went from there. And I always believed, you know, when I was a kid and people would ask me, so what do you want to be when you grow up? I was like, I don't even know. How am I supposed to decide what I'm going to do for the rest of my life? If I don't even live like 20 years, that doesn't make sense to me. So I think that everyone should try whatever they really want. Just have a solid plan throughout this transition. I'm about empathy,
love, and gratitude. So now marketing, that may change tomorrow for you?
100% What I found is that
that's great.
Even when I coach clients, oftentimes I said, you know what, you have to be very clear about your purpose, right? You have that's one of the things that doesn't often change in your life. What does change is how you deliver that purpose to the world. So in my case, I'm all about ensuring that people go through powerful personal transformations so that they can have the business, the career, and the life of their dreams. Right? I'm all about people understanding and remembering how powerful we all are, being brave enough to step and own that power and allow others to do the same. So yes, I could do this doing what I do right now, which is training and coaching for people. But also I could be a coffee shop owner serving amazing healthy food that allow people to be energetic and, you know, at top of their game. I could be a fitness trainer because, you know, the way that we look has a huge impact on how we feel about ourselves, right? I could be counseling students in university. I could be helping people override depression. There's so many things and so many ways that I can deliver my fulfillment to the world. But again, I'm always in tune with what my purpose or my final intention is in the end of the day.
Very, very deep. Wow. Yes. Purpose and what your intentions are. I'm about empathy, love, and gratitude. I introduced you with your awards. You also had mentioned after your award, things have changed. I don't know if I have ever congratulated you. I probably haven't. Congratulations on your awards.
Thank you.
I would want to know what led to those events. Mm-hmm. What were the projects that you did that gave you a platform to be recognized as 100 most influential young Africans? Yeah. What led to that and the other Diana Award and United Nations Award as well? I would love to know background stories of all three if you can.
So being completely honest, I never started my journey thinking that I wanted to be famous or I wanted to have like international recognition. In fact, at a core, I'm a super shy and introvert mm-hmm. person most of the right. times and most of the things. Thing was, I was already, I had my first business, right? I was training people in the front lines every day, mm-hmm. Making sure that they had the basic skills to have a better life and a better job. Mm-hmm. And then when I joined Idea Lab, the company that I work for, Entrepreneurship and Innovation, I will do basically the same thing. I was a trainer, I was a facilitator, I was managing social media pages, right. always in the front line. Okay. When I joined, or when I started to work in Knowledge Corners, which is an incubation mm-hmm. program that I led the management of, mm-hmm. I started to be in rooms with people mm-hmm. in positions of power. I'm thinking about, you know, HRs and CEOs of major banks, of mm-hmm. major telecoms companies, of foreign embassies here in Mozambique. And one thing that mm-hmm. sort of like will happen again and again and again was that when I was in those meetings, either, you know, my mentors will have to really prove that I was deserving of being in those rooms, mm-hmm. or I will spend a lot of time really showing people that, you know, I have the experience, I have the background, I'm qualified, yeah. I deserve to be in those rooms. Mm-hmm. So let's say if it is a 1 hour meeting and I had 10 minutes to talk overall, I'll right. spend 5 minutes proving that I have to be, that I, you know, I have to be there, that I deserve to be there. And mm-hmm. I only have 5 minutes to really showcase what people in the front lines, what everyday entrepreneurs were going through. That was one of the reasons. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? I already have the frontline experience. So how do I make sure that I'm super valuable in those rooms where I can remember people in positions of power, what mm-hmm. everyday people are going through? So they don't, they cannot come with excuses that they didn't know the reality or that they just forgot it. Mm-hmm. Really conveying the message. Mm-hmm. And I do a quarterly boot camp with myself. I call them mm-hmm. level up boot camps. I do that also with my clients, when it's yeah. really about kind of like reconnecting with your purpose, understanding where you are, comparing with the vision that you want to bring into fruition, and what of the like sort of mm-hmm. tweaks and course correction actions you should make. And mm-hmm. I was doing that one of them in 2018, preparing for 2019. And I was like, so how do I make sure that I amplify my impact? How do I make sure that if I have 10 minutes, I don't have to spend 5 minutes telling, this is Julio, this is what I do, am. This is mm-hmm. what I've done, this is why mm-hmm. you should listen to me. And I was like, you know what, let me get a bunch of awards so that people mm-hmm. can see those awards and see that I know what I'm talking about.
Right.
So that's what I did. And it wasn't, I didn't have specific awards in mind or anything. It was just about making sure that I get a chance to spread the message. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. the first award that came to mind was the human one. So mm-hmm. it was really the, I often say to my clients that if you have your intention right, it almost right. feels like the universe is conspiring in your favor.
Conspiring, yes.
Right? So yes. I didn't have any sort of potential awards or anything. It was just scrolling to Facebook and an ad comes up for this event in Malaysia. And I was mm-hmm. like, you know what? This is fun. I had money saved to travel the world. I wanted to travel. So I didn't know Malaysia right. at the point. So it makes mm-hmm. sense. Mm-hmm. I went there and I remember there were so many specific things about the trip, but mm-hmm. when I was in the event, a friend mm-hmm. of mine told me, you know what, probably you're going to win one of these awards. I was like, really, dude? I mean, I might be the only Mozambican here. This is my first time. To give everyone an idea, the mm-hmm. Global Goals Model United Nations event, there are people who attend like 5 times the event. It was my first time.
Wow.
I yeah. had experience working with diplomats because of my work, mm-hmm. but I never went into a proper UN setting environment. So it was a tough learning curve. There's a lot of terminology that you must use, ways to speaking, ways to posing. And I was like, you know what? I'm just doing my job. And if the word comes, that's great. I'm already mm-hmm. super grateful for the experience. Right. And when they call my name in the stage, I was like, are you guys sure that's me?
Nah, it's not me. Someone else is Julio. Let me look
yeah,
around.
Is there anyone, any other Julio in the audience? But yeah, it was super gratifying. Not only for me, but also for my country. Because we don't get Absolutely. To listen a lot about Mozambique in the news, like in the world. Mm-hmm. Most people that know about Mozambique usually is about either the beaches, they are great, mm-hmm. the natural fauna, mm-hmm. and probably because some war or corruption deal. You don't listen a lot of Mozambique about having amazing talent. I'm not the first one. There are a lot of people who have kind of like paved the way for mm-hmm. me to be here today. Yeah. But it's always great to add to that. When it comes down to the Diana Award, it's an award that you cannot nominate yourself. So mm-hmm. everyone else can nominate you for it. And one of my interns actually nominated me for the award because of the amazing work that we've done together. I'm I try to believe, and I believe that I'm more of a giver than a taker in my relationships, in terms mm-hmm. of if I really, in my mind, every single one of us, we are complete. So I'm a complete person. Everyone else gets the chance to join me in my completion. The same way I'm getting the chance to join you in your completion. So I never take anyone in my life for granted, regardless if it is an intern or a CEO. So she nominated me for that award. And when they sent me an email, it was like, how even I won this award. I didn't do anything, right? Right. So it was super humbling, super gratifying as well. And they have an amazing mm-hmm. network and connecting people who are really focused on making social good, mm-hmm. not just focused on the profit, not just focusing on fame, but really focused on making a change. So it's mm-hmm. great to understand that I'm not alone. And that's the same feeling that I try to give all my clients, that you're not alone mm-hmm. in your quest. Mm-hmm. And the same thing goes for people struggling with mental health, with depression and all of that stuff. It's mm-hmm. so easy for you to think that you are crazy, that you are alone. Mm-hmm. But in reality, mm-hmm. you are not. Most people in a period of time in their lives went through the same challenges that you are going through, and mm-hmm. they overcome it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Most probably they're not sharing it, but they did. So that was interesting. And it's now interesting. The last award I won, in the same year, it mm-hmm. was the most of the 100 most influential young African. To be yeah. honest, I found about the award. I was watching a YouTube video because randomly mm-hmm. I was fixing a few things in my house. I was renovating my house, mm-hmm. a flat that I just rent. And I was watching YouTube house tours, right, for inspiration. Mm-hmm. And one of the YouTubers, one of the tours was in the house of a woman in South Africa who won the award in mm-hmm. the previous year. And mm-hmm. she's like a massive influencer with like okay. millions of followers on social media, like a big really? Shot. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, that's interesting, but let me focus on the house that I'm here to watch, right? A few yes. months later, a ad came out. Actually, I have an executive assistant to help me with my business. So he mm-hmm. sent me this ad of this opportunity to apply. And I was like, dude, mm-hmm. really? Do you really think that a Mozambican will win that award? Mm-hmm. If you speak about Africa, the top countries are South Africa, of course, mm-hmm. Kenya, Egypt, Nigeria, 100%, mm-hmm. Ethiopia, even Tanzania and Angola will kick off. Forget about Mozambique. And he told me something that I always tell my team is that if you set your mind into something, no BS, just go ahead and do it.
Yes.
Right? If you said you're going to do something, just do it. I don't care if it's hard. I don't care if it's raining. If you said you're going to do it, please do it. And he's mm-hmm. me that, and I was like, oh yeah, okay. Let's mm-hmm. actually do that. We applied for it together, and I completely forgot about it. Fast forward a few months later, one of my coworkers from Idea mm-hmm. Lab sent me the same link. I was like, dude, do you really think a Mozambican will mean that? I already had forgot I had applied for it. So I was like, this is not going to happen. He's like, just have a look at it. When I was going through the form, it was like, I already filled up those answers. I already gave those answers. Mm. And I checked, I already applied. And I was like, dude, I already applied. If I win, I win. If I don't, well, it was a good try, right?
Absolutely.
And I actually found through social media that I won the award. And it was super crazy for me because I was like, I won. And then I went to check my email. They did send me an email saying that I won the award. I'm wow. super grateful for every single one of them. But again, for me, it was a journey to really be a voice for people who don't have a voice most of the times. Mm. For me, it wasn't necessarily about fame and a recognition, all this stuff. Even though it's great, there wasn't my main intention when I jumped into the award collection thing.
Absolutely. I don't know how you feel about the awards, but I haven't won any awards, so I would definitely go bonkers if I have. yet. But congratulations once again.
Thank you. I guess for me, it's that I was already living a life that I wanted. I mean, I was already in television. I was already in radio because of the incubation program. Mm-hmm. And there was never like a goal for me per se. But then, really, what really makes sense in my work nowadays is that, again, if someone reads my introduction, mm-hmm. I don't really need to like prove that I'm there or that I deserve to be there. I really only have to show that I deserve those awards, right? So I'm super mindful in the content that I'm sharing, in the message that I'm delivering to people to really make sure that it lines up with those awards as well. So I had to step up my game, actually.
Well, that paid off.
Yeah.
So tell me, how does a day look like in an award-winning young African from Mozambique?
To be honest, my day is crazy. I don't have a set of, I don't have a particular routine. I don't like routines. I find them boring. Mm-hmm. I do have things that always happen regardless. So I always, my morning routine and my, like the way that I start my day and the way that I finish my day is super important. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I always wake up, I meditate, I do some exercising, and then I oftentimes check my calendar and things that are already planned, mm-hmm. and I oftentimes play around. So I am the guy that right now I can have, like, it can be Wednesday and I'm just chilling by a pool or going into a day trip to the beach. And then Friday, I might be delivering training for people in the US. And because of the time zones, it's like midnight and I'm delivering a training from the US instead of partying with my friends. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I'm super blessed to have a very flexible routine. That's something that was really important for me when I set it up, Showing Knowledge International. And that's what I get to do. And sometimes it's really just following my intuition and my gut feeling to do amazing stuff every day.
Wonderful. So you meditate, you exercise first thing in the morning. How long do you meditate for and what are the exercises that you do?
At least 15 minutes. But to be honest, I'm now in like an hour, in a at least an hour. A practice. I'm particularly in that practice. I go to mindfulness, meditation, and manifesting with some visualization in it. So it takes me about an hour usually. But if I'm like on a rush, I need to go get things done very early. Or if I slept a little bit too much, then it's just 15 minutes that I do that. Okay. Yeah.
That's nice. And you do exercises following that?
Yeah, I do that for at least 45 to 30 minutes. It can be just a yoga session. It may be a HIIT training. But yeah, I always focus on moving my body. I found that I'm not able to serve if I'm not good myself. And a lot of people tend to give from their cup instead of giving from their overflow. That's how most people got depleted in the first place. So I'm always mindful and making sure that my cup is full and giving people from that space.
I like this analogy that you used right now. Even Jay Shetty, he keeps telling that, you know, he goes into his own practices to go deeper, to give more. He believes that the deeper you go into yourself, the more it comes out, because that love and gratitude and everything apparently overflows. And exactly what you said, you know, people don't give from the overflow, people give from inside their cup, which makes a lot of sense. So
you cannot give what you don't have.
Absolutely, you cannot give what you don't have. And you will get what you don't have only by reflecting and introspection.
The funny thing, I guess, is most people look at the world as a way to fulfill them. And I often say, if you are in that path, you are setting yourself up to failure, because you'll go from one achievement to the other, never feeling complete. But if you understand that you are fulfillment and you're just looking for ways to express that fulfillment, that's when things really starting to shift in your life.
In your tenure of in your lifespan of marketing and helping people become successful in their own businesses, coaching people to, you know, fulfill their own desires and passions, what are the lessons that you have learned in your own life and while teaching others? And what do you recommend others from your particular life lessons?
Yeah, there's so many. The first thing I'll say is, most people don't live the life that they want because they're too comfortable in the life that they know. And I totally understand why, right? Like, we love things that are familiar to us. So the relationship that is abusive, but we know what to expect. So we prefer to stay there. The job that is not fulfillment, but we know what we expect. So it's so easy to get into our comfort zone. And fear is actually one of the number one things that prevents us to break through from our comfort zone. And for the longest time, I thought it was fear of failure, which is a reality. But most people actually have fear of success, right? On how your life will change if your business actually take off, right? How much responsibility you will have once you actually get that promotion. So, and to me, I learned that fear only means that you don't have enough information. So if you don't have enough information, go ahead and Google it, right? Try to find those answers to your questions. So you don't let fear paralyzes you, and you can transmute that into something that's more practical and useful for you. That's definitely one. Two is most people are in an abusive relationship with themselves and don't even know it. The way that we talk to ourselves, we wouldn't talk to the person that we hate oftentimes. Like we call ourselves stupid, a fat, idiot. What were you expecting? Do you really think that she or he will like you? who are you to start that business? You're just a poor kid from Africa. Listen to your accent. Do you really think people will listen to you? Those are things that we'll never speak to a dear friend, but yet we speak those things to ourselves. And with everything that's going around us, we have this idea that self-care is lighting candles and drinking wine and unwinding a sunset. They might come, but as in every single relationship, it's the connection that we have with the other party, right? So focus on having a true, genuine connection with yourself without those prompts. So that when you're actually enjoying watching a sunset, when you are actually lighting a candle, going to the spa, you are just adding to the relationship that you have to yourself. And guess what? Relationship with you is the longest one you will ever have in your life. So make sure that it's a good one.
Because you spend most of the time in your head. We all do.
Yeah, and there is like, if you are alone, you are with yourself, right? Like you're always with yourself. So make sure that you will enjoy your company. That's super important.
And funny that you said, I was recently writing all the voices in my head, if you see. So I was just writing when I write my podcast episodes and when I record and edit them, when I listen to my own voice, especially the last episode that I released, it was a panel discussion of four people. And I was editing it and I was listening to my voice and there was a point in time while I was editing that episode, I just couldn't take it anymore. I took my earphones off and I stopped editing for some time because the voices in the head were so loud. Yeah. It was telling that, dude, who talks like that? Are you even responding? Are you listening to the conversation? Where I was. And after some time, the voices grew louder and louder. So I took off my earphones. I stopped editing. Took 5-10 minutes off to, you know, gather myself back. And was just thinking, these are only the voices in my head. But it's just, even if I suck, even if I really am bad in that particular interview, it's okay. There's always a way. There's always a next time I will learn. It's not an end all. This is not the last interview I'm going to do. Even if it is, it's okay. I agree that I can make mistakes, so I am okay. It's crazy that the way we talk to ourselves, it is so debilitating at times. I mean,
yeah, it's abusive.
So it is abusive. Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, it is abusive. 100%. And I guess like my third piece of advice, unless we'll actually connect with what you're saying, is that allow yourself reflection moments. You know, we run through life like in autopilot, always looking for fast food. We never really stop to think about our day. And that sort of like reflection is not necessarily looking for an answer to a specific problem, but really just checking in. How was your day? Like just checking in with yourself. You know, that conversation that I had, how was it? You know, the child that smiled randomly to me in the street, how did it feel? Just having those moments to think about your day, that's when you're really going to have powerful insight to use in your life. A lot of the things that I've learned, yes, courses, mentors, all those things helped, but really the nuggets that only I can provide, they came in from moments where I was reflecting. Without a specific target. And a great way to do that as well is as you do it, you can journal it. You don't have to write it down if you don't like to write, but just record the conversation that you are having with yourself. Then if you listen to it later, you might find interest in how, you know, your voice was, how your tone was. Were you feeling excited? Or were you feeling sad about something? And then it's super insightful when you check around how you're feeling now about those things in the past. And you realize that you've actually grown so much, you should be more kind with yourself as well.
Wonderful. Yeah, it also helps us befriend ourselves and not. Yeah. It's not necessary that all the voices in your head are bad or detrimental for you. If you know how to listen to them and how to pay attention to all those voices in the head, like what I did, I wrote them down. And after I wrote each point down, I started crossing them off. It said, you are bad at interview. I said, okay, fine. This is a point for me to learn now. I am bad at interview. I have not done interviews all my life. I just started doing podcasting a year ago. I am a novice. Good. Thank you. So you need to know to differentiate between the voices and how to, take care of it. Don't fall into the trap. Don't listen to the voices. Don't indulge them. Know them, reflect upon, like you said, and try and befriend it. Absolutely. Words are wisdom. Yeah. Thank you so much, Julio.
You're welcome. Actually, there is an exercise I recommend people of doing, because when the voices are in your head, they sound super loud, right? So as you did, write them down. And I often say, don't just write them down. Look at them and make arguments. Because chances are those voices are not going to disappear because you just write them down. Yes. So what you want to do is that every time they come in and say, you suck at podcasting, you can say, that's not true, because this episode, it was the best thing ever. I got this and this feedback that it was really great. So that's not true, right?
That or
the next time it comes and says, like, you are so stupid, you speak so fast, you'd be like, yes, I do. For now, I'm getting better. Right? So make sure that you have the arguments, because you're having a conversation with yourself. So if you already know the script, prepare a script to answer them back.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I do believe in, you know, life is a great teacher. It teaches you a lot of things. It's just that you need to know how to give attention to it, how to see, how to understand that. And sometimes I understand that, you know, when I was learning all these things, it took me a long time because I did not have any coach or any mentor until last company where I was in the leadership program. I had a mentor for my professional career. And that mentor was, you know, substantially helpful in shaping my future, which is currently happening. And I understand the value of mentorship. And, you know, my life mentors were my parents, my dad, my mother, of course. And then, you know, there are a lot of people in life, like Jay Shetty is one of my biggest role models and coach and mentor and guru, or whatever you want to call it. I have no words.
He's for great.
He is. And his videos and his words have actually articulated whatever was going on in my head. And gave a direction.
I'm about empathy, love, and gratitude.
You yourself are a coach and are a mentor.
Yeah.
Can you tell us a bit about why it is important to have a coach, especially in business, in professional life? You know, because it is equally important to have a good professional life as much as you have a good personal life. So why is it important, rather, for a business to have a coach? And how do you come in and shape the business?
Yeah, sure. So first things first, I mean, the biggest value that I see myself, remember, I was an entrepreneur before being a coach, is that you just shorten your learning curve immensely. Mm-hmm. You don't have to spend 10 years in business to literally have 10 years of business experience being delivered to you in 3 to 4 or 5 hours, right? So you don't have to make all those mistakes for yourself. You can really just get the formula for someone who actually made it, and you can implement into your life, into your business, or in your career. And that's like the number one benefits of it. And again, in at least working with me and many of credible coaches, you're not like diminishing your human experience, because again, you still have the choice if you want to implement those learnings or not, right? In the end of the day, it's still your life. But again, you don't have to make silly mistakes that someone else already solved it out just because you want to do it at your own. And I found that it can be daunting to ask for help, either because you are too proud to ask for help, or because you feel that as though your mistakes are stupid and silly, and you should have figured it out. But guess what? if you're still not happy with your results, means that you should ask for help. It's actually a sign of strength and wisdom to acknowledge that, hey, I don't have all the information that I have right now, and you should go ahead and ask for that information. In my case, I remember particularly coming from a developing country, just like India. Sometimes it might feel like, oh, I don't have enough money to pay for the coach or for the package that I'm looking right. for. So one thing is that the same way you do with Jay Shetty, I do with him as well, and with Tony Robbins and Oprah and all those people. Yes. You can follow them on social media. Most of us, we share valuable content completely for free.
Yes.
Right? At least in my case, those free content, in my my intention is that you can use them as quick fixes to get you moving, so that you have enough, in your opinion, to come back and really deep dive into your problem. Because it's like you're having a car, right?
Right.
You can try to fix your car with duct tape, but eventually it will break down, right? So you can only use those quick fixes to you really need, reach a station and really work on those issues. So make sure that you do that as well. Something that I found particularly interesting with one of my clients, he's a college student from the US, and he wanted a particular package around personal branding. And what he asked me was like, hey, I don't have enough money to pay you, but I'll say I'll sell your coaching packages for two people. And all I ask is that you coach me for, you know, the medium amount of money they will spend in your business. And I was like, that's such a great idea. And he went off, he found me two clients, and I coached him quote unquote for free, but actually it was just a pain back for him. I really did that for his attitude though. So there's always a way that you can learn and invest. Most coaches that I know, if you come to them with approaches like that, they will be like, okay, cool. Bring me those clients. I'll do I'll teach you for you. Yeah. 503 sessions for free. So you don't have
transactions
where you are. It is, right? Most people do that as affiliate marketing, and you can do it for a specific thing that you want, 100%.
No, right? Absolutely.
And honestly, the results that you're going to have in the end, you realize that it makes completely sense. Another client that I also remember, he was looking to have to change careers,
right?
And we made a package. He's a middle level. He was a middle level employee, and he was looking to transition into senior in a different company. He will probably be making around $5,000 per month. And the coaching package that I made for him was literally $10,000, and he was like, "That's super expensive." That I was, because you really want to change from mid level to senior level. There is tons of value that you're going to be adding. And also, in 2 months, you get that money back. Of course, you still have to pay your bills. We can have a different payment system to really suit your need as you pay, as you can pay as you go. But again, it's really the value that you're getting. And the guy did that, and now he has the job at his dream. His income now per month is actually $7,000. So, yeah, 2 months, he paid the deal. It's really an investment. And if you don't invest in yourself, no one else will do it for you.
Absolutely. I think even these certifications and, you know, these courses that I think we need to continuously do it in our life to upskill or, you know, be at par in the market with other people or be better than them, because the old skills wear out and you need to keep reinventing and upskilling yourself rather. Which is very important for you to go ahead. And sometimes those things come in form of coaches.
Yeah, and also my advice that I give to a lot of people, don't try to be a workshop or coaching junkie, you know? You have to do the work. A lot of people, they like have tons of freebies, but they never actually implement it. There is a huge difference between learning something and living something. Like you can have Tony Robbins himself coaching you. If you don't implement his teachings, your life will still remain the same. So make sure that you take massive aligned action every day.
Absolutely, yes. Thank you. That once you learn it, you need to implement them. Otherwise, there's no point learning. I'm about empathy, love, and gratitude. Three businesses, three awards. What's next?
Oh man, I wish I could say it was lying in the beach in the Maldives and spend my days doing that. I probably grew bored of it anyway.
Soon.
soon.
Fingers crossed.
Right? Well, I think in general, we make sure the shared knowledge internationally is solid. So it doesn't rely that much on me. Even in terms of operation, it doesn't, but it is my face out there. And really, I'm super pumped up into playing in those rooms where people in position and power are again, because again, I'm in the front line, right? Doing this interview with you and coaching people one-on-one and doing trainings. But I found that super, that's kind of like amplifying when you get to work with people who are on behind the scenes with organizations who are strategizing entire policies for people. Then you're really not only changing the people, but you're also changing the system that ends up bringing up these people. And we are living in a moment where every single system that we know is breaking down. So this is a huge opportunity that I see for every single one of us, not just me, to step up and build the system that we want to have in our life.
Yes. Wow.
Yes, wonderful. I guess that will be the next for me.
I'm about empathy, love, and gratitude.
Your life, we've just discovered your routines, which is uncovered, your successful businesses, your coaching practices, your mentorship. What is that one thing, one practice that you would recommend everybody, if you can recommend everybody to do it for 30 days nonstop, so that it'll help and it'll enrich our lives? What would that be?
Okay, so I did this challenge with my clients once. I had a group of people that I was training. So instead of, for the next 30 days, instead of focusing on, you know, the tactics that you might need to either stop procrastinating or to really get on with your life, the day one, you're going to envision who do you have to become in order to be able to do those things effortlessly. Right. So think about all the characteristics that you must embody, all the things that you must have, everything that you should think, how you should think, how you should feel in order to really be the person that is able to get you the life that you want. And for the next 30 days, for at least once every single day, you're going to mimic that exact same characteristics or behaviors. For example, for the longest time, you know, those horoscope sort of like descriptions, I'm a Libra, so they will say that Libras are super indecisive. So what I did for 30 days, I will just decide the first thing that came out of my mind. So when Kamam will come and ask me, so what do you want to eat? I'll be like, potatoes, steak, I don't know, whatever. Just say something so that I could break that cycle of being indecisive about options, right? So whatever you're trying to shift into your life, focus about the characteristics you must embody in order to make those decisions and take those actions with the least amount of effort. And every day for the next 30 days, you are doing at least once a day, you're going to operate as your future self. It can be a small thing, it can be a great thing, but just do it. And they can be on completely different things. You'll find, surprisingly enough, that you can change so much in just 30 days doing so little if you follow this exercise every day.
Guys, I don't know if you're listening to this, and I hope you're taking notes. I am. I have the recording. I'm going to edit. I will remember this. I hope you do. Keep taking notes. Words of wisdom. But there's a scientific backing to what you just said, Julio. It's absolutely wonderful. Because 90% of our thoughts, apparently, are yesterday's thoughts and the day before yesterday's thought. So if your life today hasn't changed much, it's because of your thoughts. If you can change from yesterday's thoughts to tomorrow's thoughts, how you want to be, where do you want to be? An award-winning person or a business or your dream career or your dream education, whatever it is. If you can start, or small affirmations, if you start doing it, it apparently changes or breaks that chain and your body starts getting used to it, because our thoughts and our bodies and our behaviors, everything is in sync. And so whatever you think and whatever your body does is in sync. So if you change your thought, you apparently change your behavior, and hence you start to create a new future.
100%. Actually, there is, if everyone is interested in that, check out the work of Dr. Benjamin Hardy. He's like the geek around identity. He really explains how identity isn't fixed. Okay. How, as you mentioned, a lot of people are using old programs to live their life that they want to live right now. But thing is, your future self is completely different. And we can always decide how our future self will play out. And also you can check doctors, I forgot his name, but it's called the Superman Doctor. He speaks about using alter egos to change your life. Okay. It's nothing crazy, nothing esoteric, but literally can be something. I did this a lot when I was starting to speak in public and I was delivering speeches for like 2,000 people in a room. You can use like a bracelet and you can say that every time that I wear this bracelet, I'm becoming a super speaker. I'm not afraid. I'm not shy. I'm super engaged. I'm super fun, and etc. So every time that you just see the bracelet in your hand, you will immediately shift into that state of mind. And as you mentioned, our thoughts becomes our feelings, and our feelings drive our actions. And you start acting as your future self would, thus shortening the gap between where you are right now and where you want to be in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, man.
It's okay. You're welcome, man.
So if our listeners want to reach out to you, what are the sources that, if they want to get coached by you, mentored by you, or if they want to follow you, you can definitely follow you. They can definitely follow you by going on Julio Maria Mojaro on Instagram. I know that. On LinkedIn as well. But if they want to interact with you, if they want to get in touch with you for coaching or mentoring, what are the ways? And
yeah, sure. As a millennial, you can find me on social media. So I am in Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn at Julio Mojaro. That's JULIOMUHORRO. Or you can find me through my LinkedIn company page. It's Sharing Knowledge International. Again, Sharing Knowledge International. I'll be happy to have a conversation with you and just make things clear. It's not a bot that will be answering you. It's literally me or someone in my team, but then I always check those messages. So you will be speaking to me directly.
Amazing. Amazing. Julio, is there anything that I didn't cover and you would want to talk?
Oh, I guess you cover most things, man. Just everyone try to be grateful for where you are right now. That's the number one way that you can shift your reality quicker and faster.
Yeah, we are because of everyone else around us and everything else around us. We can't take credit for where we are right now. But yeah, be grateful. Thank you so much, Julio. On that note, I love this conversation and I'm sure my listeners are going to love as much as I did conversing with you.
Great. Thank you. It's an honor being here. Thank you for the invite.
Absolute pleasure.
Man. Oh, baby, I'm just a postman.